Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, Body Justice. I started this podcast because I believe that all bodies are good bodies. All bodies are deserving, worthy, and all bodies are whole just as they are. In today's world, it's ever hard to embody this as our truth. My mission is to create a space to process body image, eating disorders, and relationships through a justice-oriented lens. I'm a licensed therapist in California and an eating disorder survivor myself. I know what it's like to be at war with myself and also to find peace again. Thank you for being here, and I look forward to being your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to Body Justice. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode about intergenerational trauma and eating disorders. I really love that one, as I love all my podcast guests, but that one was so eye-opening to me. So I hope you enjoyed it just as much. And if you haven't listened to it yet, go ahead and check it out. This week, I really want to talk about something on my heart. As you all know, I'm trying to do more short episodes to just give you all little tidbits of information and education. So something that's been on my mind is wanting to talk with you all about how to cope with uncertainty. I think that uncertainty and the inability to kind of sit with it is part of, you know, the crux of eating disorders and OCD recovery, anxiety disorders, right? Like, as highly sensitive people, we like to feel in control, right? We are really sensitive to any kind of change or loss. And so we might find ourselves kind of planning out ways we can feel certain about things, certain about our life direction, about our relationships, our careers, right? Because sometimes unpredictability can be really triggering for us. And even just, you know, people without eating disorders or OCD or anxiety disorders also have a hard time dealing with uncertainty. As human beings, you know, it's survival to be able to kind of have a best guess of what comes next, right? Because we have to be able to plan and to prepare. And that really serves us well in terms of survival. However, when it comes to anxiety or OCD or eating disorders, being able to learn how to embrace uncertainty is one of the most important life skills and recovery skills you can learn. Because life is inherently uncertain. You know, even if we think we have things figured out and planned out to go a certain way, life always throws curveballs. And this topic really sparked my interest this week because, as some of you probably know if you follow me on Instagram, my husband and I were unexpectedly told from our landlord that he's going to sell our condo, and we basically have 30 days to find a new place to live. And that alone is incredibly stressful, right? Like, to be told you have 30 days to find somewhere else to live. But the other side of the coin is that living in Southern California, the rental market is terrible, especially because the COVID rent restrictions or coverage lifted. So everyone is scrambling for an apartment. That means that for people that were protected from eviction just last month, that was lifted. So a lot of people who lost jobs, who lost income, couldn't stay in their housing, and understandably, right? But what happened is when that eviction protection lifted, now everyone is scrambling to find apartments. So it was really like the worst timing for us to be looking for housing. And so it's been a nightmare, but it has been another opportunity to practice embracing uncertainty. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about how I do that. Number one, I think the first step is really radically accepting that uncertainty is our only choice. Nothing in life is for certain. And that is a really hard pill to swallow, right? We only ever have our best guess about how things will turn out. So we really have to get comfortable with trusting our best guess, you know, which could be based on previous experiences, kind of facts, intuition, right? We can do our best, but in the end of the day, we are not in control of many, many things. And even things like the sun coming up tomorrow or the moon coming up at night, right? Like, we have a pretty good best guess around that, right? Because it's happened every day up until, well, it's happened every day of our lives, right? So we have a best guess about that, but anything could happen, right? Like, we are technically floating around in space. Our planet could enter a black hole or something of that nature, and maybe we wouldn't see the sun tomorrow, right? And I know that sounds super scary, and I am not trying to trigger anyone. However, I'm just trying to paint the picture for you all that everything is uncertain. And when we can lean into that and accept that, we stop fighting it as much. We start embracing and letting go of the things we can't control. And life gets a little bit easier. That doesn't mean it's pleasant, okay? So when I got hit with this housing news, of course, you know, I was shocked, I was upset, I was angry, all the things, and I was really resisting the change. I didn't want to accept it at first. It felt too big to deal with, on top of, you know, everything else I have going on in life right now. So at first I was resisting it, I was angry, I wasn't facing it, and you know what, that resistance didn't serve me very well. It just kind of left me in this state of dread and doom. Then when I finally realized what I was doing, I was able to remember that this is a practice for uncertainty, and so another opportunity to accept the curveballs in life that get thrown at us. So I practiced accepting it, radically accepting it. Doesn't mean I like it. It just means I know I don't have control. And what do I need to do to kind of get on the other side of this, right? So embracing that uncertainty. And then, of course, as someone who has anxiety and lives with OCD, I was catastrophizing, right? So I was thinking, oh my gosh, if I don't like look at tons of houses every single day, like, you know, what if we have to like live on the street or something of that nature, be without housing? And that was really catastrophizing, right? Because there was no indication that was going to happen. And, you know, luckily I have economic privilege, so that just wouldn't happen, right? And again, recognizing my privilege in that. I know there's so many people that would be a reality, right? But that fear was still so real in my head. And so I caught myself catastrophizing, and then I remembered to focus on my best guess, right? And what I mean by that, so Jonathan Grayson, he's one of my favorite OCD experts, anxiety expert as well. I mean, he talks about in his work, the gun test. And it's going to sound dramatic, but it's something that really does help me. And I hope it helps you all too. But basically, when someone's got a fear, an unanswerable fear, right? Let's take the example of when I get in my car, am I going to get into a car crash today? Well, Jonathan Grayson uses a gun test with his clients, and he says, okay, so we could spend all this time trying to be certain, or we could live with our best guess. And if I put a gun to your head and I asked you, what is your best guess? Do you think you will get in a car crash today or not? Because we know statistics of car crashes are pretty low, right? They do happen, but it's not every day that you get in your car, you're going to get into a car crash, right? Not even every week or every month. I sure hope not, right? But it's unpredictable. But if a gun was to my head, I would tell you, no, I'm probably not going to get into a car crash today. Or in my housing situation, I would tell you, I probably will find a house in 30 days. It's going to be really, really stressful and really anxiety provoking, but I probably will find something, right? So the reason why I share that is when you feel your mind kind of ruminating and fixating on needing to figure something out for certain, or needing to know for certain, come back to, you know, what is my best guess? If a gun was pointed to my head, what would I say, right? In eating disorder recovery, so often when we are in the weight restoration phase, and this can happen in any body size, this is not just for people who are quote unquote underweight. When we are in that process and we're facing our fear foods, it's terrifying, right? We want to know what's going to happen when I eat this, right? Like, is my body going to dramatically change overnight? Am I going to feel, or if it was OCD related, am I going to get contaminated from eating this food? Am I going to get sick from it, right? And okay, come back down to your best guess. No one can tell you for certain. Technically, anything can happen. But what would be your best guess if a gun was held to your head, right? You probably would be able to come back down to kind of a logical, wise, grounded place and tell yourself, you know, it's probably pretty unlikely that my body's going to change that much overnight. Or it's pretty unlikely that I'll get like deathly sick from this thing, right? Now, there's always a chance things could happen, but again, we can't live in those small chances. We have to get comfortable with our best guess. And then the other side of that is, if your worst fear is going to come true, how will you go on with life? If that really scary, uncertain thing actually happens, how will you get up and go on with the rest of your life? Because anxiety likes to tell us, or likes to make us believe, that when that really scary, uncertain thing, if it happens, that our world just ends right there. It just stops. But that's actually not how it goes. Life does go on, and we all find ways to get through things. And I'm not saying that we always have the best ways, right? However, we do survive. We go on. So I want you to think of that. Like, how could you apply that to your life? Anything in life that feels particularly uncertain for you. I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to put your hand on your heart and just ask yourself, what's my best guess right now? Come back to that kind of grounded and wise part of you. What would you tell someone else was their best guess of the same situation you're in? And learn to trust that. Learn to trust your best guess and know that if it doesn't work out the way you want it to, you will cope. Might not be fun. We might not love it, and that's okay. That is just part of life. Discomfort is just part of life. Fear, anxiety is just part of life. But how will you get through it? And so I hope this helps you all today. If you're dealing with something similar in terms of uncertainty, I'm just giving you so much compassion and a big giant hug, because this stuff is hard, right? And I will conclude by saying we did finally get approved for a house. So you know what? My best guess was right. And I trusted it and I went with it, and you can too. So I hope you all have a great rest of your day.